Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey family, jumping straight into those freeways for you. The southbound run on the Mitchell, only a little bit busy around Hutton Street and then Vincent Street just before the CBD, but the rest is looking quite good if you're heading southbound. The northbound run on the Kwinana, so around Leach Highway through to Cranford Avenue and then Manning Highway through to Canning Highway as well. One metro hotspot, Tonkin Highway southbound at Collier Road in Bayswater. So please drive safely. That's the latest from Main.
You are on 98.5 with Kirsty and Dan for breakfast. We are having a bit of a different breakfast show at the moment. I'm at home. Kirsty's at home. Producer Leon is holding down the fort in the studio because, hey, 2022, am I right?
Yeah.
Also, so last night, Kirsty, before I was talking about kids, right, last night it was about 11.30, about 11.30 p.m., you know, kids have been in bed for a long time. I'd been in bed for a while by then. Actually, we're all asleep. And I hear Archer, Dad,
ow, is that, Dad. That's unusual?
It's fairly unusual. He does love a good, like, Dad, I need something, because, you know, he just likes to hang out.
In the middle of the night, though?
No, he's normally asleep.
Yeah.
Both of them, once they're asleep, they're asleep. They're great. But, so, I'm laying there, I hear this, Dad. So I go in, and he goes, my foot really hurts. I'm like,
aww.
Your foot really hurts. What are you even doing? You're asleep. Did you kick the wall or something? And he's like explaining to me. He goes, no, it's like back here. And he's like in proper like agony.
Really?
What's wrong with you? Like I'm like pretending I'm like an AFL physio. I'm like holding him like in the foot and bending it back a little bit. Does that hurt? No. Does that fit it forward? Does that hurt? No. In, out, blah, blah. Twist. Anything. He's like, no, it doesn't. It just really hurts. I'm like, mate, I can't do anything. I'm not a physio. I'm not a sports science doctor. I don't know what's wrong with your foot. I think you might be having a dream about your foot hurting, and it is now materialized into Archer's yelling at me from another room going, that's not what happened. It is what happened. So you know what I did to fix it?
What?
I put a sock on it. I was like, buddy, I don't know what else I could do. As I said, not a physio. I'm gonna put a sock on it. That'll do. And he's like, okay, yeah, that'll do. This morning, foot's fine. What do you know?
So you put the sock on. He said, yep, okay. Mm-hmm. And that seemed to calm him and he went back to sleep. No
yeah,
problem.
Magic
until,
sock.
And
that's all you need. Maybe I tell you what.
I tell you what, there is many, many times when kids come to you with, you know, pains or hurts or, you know, stuff like that when they're like, oh, hurt, mum. And you're like, I don't have any way of knowing exactly what, but I'll just give them something to just calm them down. And it can be such random things that will actually calm them down and stop the pain.
Surely you've been through this with three daughters and, you know, because you look, let's not be rude about it. You're getting on in your parenting journey, Kirsty.
Yeah.
You're further towards the finish line than I am. And
always a parent, mate. You know, once a parent, always a parent.
The problems just get different. So another one that we always do is like, oh, we'll just put a bit of cream on it. I don't know what this cream does. Emily knows what this cream does. She's a good parent and knows how to take care of children better than I do. But I was like, yeah, that needs some cream. And hey, bam, it works. So what we need to do is we need to ask the family. We need to ask the family for their homemade remedies to heal the kids' hurts.
Oh, there would be heaps of them that you've come up with, family, to help the kiddies get over their little pains and aches. Yep. And we want to hear from you, 93130985. And we're going to give something away. If you give us a call and tell us, you have a chance to win a family pass to see Pinocchio, a true story, thanks to station sponsor Rialto Distribution. Young Pinocchio runs away from his genius creator Geppetto, accompanied by the horse Tibbet, to see the world and joins the travelling circus. It's rated PG in cinemas as of today. Give us a call.
Hello, everyone. You are on 98.5 with Kirsty and Dan, the breakfast show from home. We're talking all about healing your homemade remedies to help soothe your kids' hurts. Because last night, Archer had a very sore foot. Nothing appeared wrong with it. So I fixed it with a sock. Just needed a sock, you know?
I just love that. That is such a great solution.
Needed a sock. And on the line, we've got a couple of callers on the line. I can't actually remember who's on the line because I can't see.
Carmen?
Is Carmen? Carmen.
Carmen,
thank you.
Hi, yeah. Carmen.
Hi.
What
Good
happened?
I have two boys. One is 18 and a half, and one is 12 and a half. And all my life, I married really young, 19 and a half. So all my life, that's all I needed to know and to do. Just put my hands on them and pray in the name of Jesus. And no matter it was a dream or it was a real hurt or it was a growth hurt or anything that it was, I just prayed for him, for them instantly. And whatever I could see or I couldn't see, Jesus healed it straight away. It was unbelievable. Mm. Then it passed on to them that whatever I had or my husband had, they were just literally how young they were, even one or two, they would kneel next to us and just pray, put their little hands on us and just started praying in the name of Jesus. And not jokingly, the pain would just disappear in 2 seconds. Their little faith. It's just so amazing. Aww. But yeah, that's cute,
awesome.
With the sock and everything. We did a few things like that. After praying, just applied some cream or just put a Band-Aid. They love it. Something physical that they can grab on.
See, they can see their hurt.
That's
hurt's
awesome,
been healed.
Carmen.
Too
you got,
cute.
You got a little healing evangelist there in the making. How good's
hand.
That? How good. Thanks for the call, Carmen. We've also got Janice on the line. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning.
Janice, tell us,
how'd you
fix it?
Yeah. Well, for me, I followed the footsteps of my parents, and that was any time my kids fell over, bumped themselves or had a hurt, we would kiss it better. Kiss it better.
Yes.
Yep, for sure. The old kiss, the old little sweet kiss, and they're like, oh, I feel better now. And what was the worst thing you've had to kiss away?
Thankfully, nothing too bloody or gross. Mostly just like little grazes or bumps and things where they fell over or ran into something, I think. In the playground.
Bumped your head, like whenever they bump their heads.
If you were to tell me that you kissed away a broken leg, that would have been amazing. It's like, yeah, he had a break, fell over, broke his leg, kissed it, bam, magic, back. That's amazing. Thanks for your call,
Thanks,
Janice. Also got some great text here. One from Bethany. When I was a kid, I had a headache or didn't feel well. My mum's response was to have a shower and wash my hair. I do the same with my own kids, and it usually helps. I think the hot water on your head, etc. Yeah, 100%.
Isn't
that
funny? Like, we'll just go have a shower. You'll feel better.
Yeah,
you'll feel better.
Completely agree with that. All right, guys, we'll keep them coming. 93130985. How do you use your homemade remedies to soothe the kids' hurts? We'll be right back.
Family, unfortunately, a breakdown East Road southbound at Graham Farmer Freeway in Perth. Left lane is currently blocked off and traffic management towing services will be attending. It is slow on approach back to Guildford Road, so do keep that in mind. Drive with patience through there. Looking out the freeway, the southbound run on the Mitchell looking pretty good. A little bit slow around Hutton Street and Vincent Street. The northbound run on the Kwinana. Busy Leach Highway through to Cranford Ave and then Manning Road through to Canning Highway. Please drive safely. That's the latest from Main Roads.
Hello, you're on 98.5 with Kirsty and Dan, and we are talking all about home remedies to help soothe or heal your kids' hurts. Mm. Mine was a sock last night. We've heard from many people about all kinds of things. And on the line right now, Kirsty,
we have Heather. Good morning, Heather.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Really, really good. So what was your homemade remedy?
Yeah, okay. So it's actually my mum's. When I was little, there was the boy next door had lots of warts, really bad, all over his elbows and his knees, and it was really bad, and he was very self-conscious about it, and he used to come over and play all the time. And one day, I'm sure she spoke to the mum, but I don't remember that bit, but she put milk thistle juice from, like, the weed, the milk thistle weed, like, you break off or cut off a stem and it has this milky sap. And you put it on the warts and it makes it go away. So she cultivated a little crop of milk thistles in the corner of the garden. And he came over every morning and every afternoon for mum to put milk thistle juice all over his warts. And they all went away.
How long did that take? That's amazing.
I don't know. I was little. I don't know, but I just remember he came over, rain or shine, he just came over, and Mum would go and cut off a piece of weed. And
came over to see his dealer.
They went away.
That's awesome. I've never heard.
And I've never known another person with a wart since. So I've never been able to test this theory for myself.
I have a wart on my finger. Well,
yeah, why don't you try it, Dan? You can go and get a milk thistle and
our people,
some milk,
our people
milk
will talk to your
juice.
People, Heather.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you in a second. Thanks for the call, Heather.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.